This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline. Trinity Downwinders benefits Sunday, March 17th in Albuquerque. You are cordially invited to attend the second annual benefit for the Trinity Downwinders Sunday, March 17th. From 1 to 5 p.m. in the National Hispanic Cultural Center. Featured local artists include New Mexico Music Hall of Fame 2018 inductee Frank Chiwiwi and his Latin Jazz All-Stars, Paul Pino and the Tone Daddies, and Nosotros. There will be dancing, a cash bar and restaurant, silent auction, and door prizes. The benefit will raise funds for members of the Tularosa Basin Downwinders Consortium to travel to Washington, D.C. in support of proposed amendments to the Radiation Exposure Compensation Act, RECA, that would include the Trinity Downwinders. Currently, the Downwinders are not eligible for compensation and medical care because they are not included in RECA. Last year, the benefit raised enough funds to fly 10 Trinity Downwinders to Washington, D.C. to support co-founder Tina Cordova as she testified before the Senate Judiciary Committee June 27, 2018. That hearing was the first time that Trinity Downwinders were able to present their case in a congressional hearing. New Mexico Senators Tom Udall and Martin Heinrich and Representatives Ben Ray Lujan, Deb Haaland, Sochi Torres Small all support proposed RECA amendments that would include the Trinity Downwinders. They also support amendments so that people that worked in uranium mines after 1971 would be included in RECA. RECA bills will be introduced in the new Senate and House soon. Hearings before the House Judiciary Committee may be scheduled this spring or summer. Last year, the Downwinders testified about their overexposure to radiation received following the July 16, 1945 Trinity atomic bomb test. They explained to the congresspeople the health, cultural, and economic impacts they have experienced living downwind and downstream of the Trinity site. The Downwinders documented the harm in their 2017 health impact assessment entitled "Unknowing, Unwilling, and Uncompensated: The Effects of the Trinity Test on New Mexicans and the Potential Benefits of a Radiation Exposure Compensation Act Amendment." Tina Cordova, co-founder of the Tularosa Basin Downwinders Consortium, is grateful to the generous sponsors, the musical artist, and all of the people who are donating their time and talents. She said, quote, "Our event will be a sellout this year as it was last year. We are grateful for the support people have shown us. We're looking forward to a very successful event and know those who join us will have a great time," end quote. The National Hispanic Cultural Center is located at 1701 4th Street Southwest in Albuquerque. To contribute to the silent auction, to sponsor a table, and for additional information or to make a donation, please call 505-235-3427 or visit trinitydownwinders.com. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit nuclearactive.org.